Welcome back, everyone, to Through the Word, Mark chapter 6 today, and it's time for the disciples to get in the game. As you read through the Gospels, it's easy to focus all your attention on Jesus. He is amazing. Miracles, teaching, compassion, all amazing. But don't miss the story of the disciples. They are, well, ordinary. But what they get to do, wow. Now, thus far, most of what they've gotten to do is follow along with Jesus while he does most of the work. But ministry was never meant to be a spectator sport. These guys are in training, preparation. But every training season must lead to game time. Chapter 6 is game on. Now, as you read, and I really hope you do, keep in mind that church is not a spectator sport either. Neither is Bible reading. You're in training. You have a calling. Jesus said, pray for workers for the harvest, not watchers. I'm praying that you will be a worker. Now, if you're not a believer yet, that's okay. But I do want you to know the invitation is open. You're not invited to join an institution. You're called to a movement. So what did that mean for the disciples? They're about to find out. In verse 7, calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So there it is. Simple instructions. A couple things to notice here. First, Jesus sent them out. Does your church focus more on bringing new people in or sending you out? And which one do you see more in the Bible? Second, Jesus sent them in twos. Ministry has always been a team sport. Sometimes twos, sometimes more. But working together is key. They will know us by our love for each other. Third, he gave them authority. Authority is key. Read the Great Commission carefully. Before Jesus said go, he gave us authority. Then the instructions. Take no extra provision. No backup, no money, not even bread. Just trust. Their first mission was a lesson in faith. Trust God to provide. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But a question here. Did Jesus' instructions apply to mission and ministry today? Should you go without money or bread? Well, maybe. Or maybe Jesus' other instructions apply. In Luke 22, Jesus told them to bring a bag and some money and to be prepared. So which is it? You need to understand that following God is an adventure, and the directions are not always the same. Mission is not a formula or a recipe. It is following Jesus and being sent by Jesus. Before you go, make sure you hear from Jesus. And always trust God. With or without provision, you have nothing without faith. So how'd it go? Verse 12. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. Now, I like this. It's pretty simple. Jesus told them to do it, and they did it. Preach, drive out demons, heal the sick. Done. It's amazing. But Jesus said to go, so they went. Now let's jump to verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. They come back to Jesus. Every day on mission should end this way. Rest with Jesus. Unfortunately for them, it wasn't exactly rest. In verse 31, the crowds showed up, so many people that they couldn't even eat. He said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Now, maybe that's a word for you today. Come and get some rest with Jesus. Life rarely gives you a holiday, especially ministry life. The need never ends. If you need rest, and you do, you have to take it. Men's retreat, family vacation, personal getaway with God. I know, if only it were that easy. Sometimes the needs follow you. Well, the disciples had the same trouble. Look at verse 32. They got away to a solitary place, but the crowd ran and got there ahead of them. So much for solitary. Jesus landed, saw the large crowd, and had compassion. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Sometimes you just help. Rest can wait. Life still needs balance, but it needs compassion too. Well, it got late, and the disciples came to Jesus so he could send the people away to go eat. Now, we're about to read a familiar story. but it usually gets told as Jesus feeding 5,000 people. But it's not Jesus, not alone. Pay attention here. The disciples say, "Send them away to go eat." And in verse 37, Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." Do not miss this part of the story. This story is about the disciples and what Jesus called them to do. You feed them. But there's not enough, not nearly. This need, it would take months to cover it. We don't have the money, Lord, and it's the middle of nowhere. Now remember, Jesus just sent them out without money. Now it's testing time. Will they get it? Will they trust? 38. "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Clearly, not enough food. Not even close. But watch carefully. Who feeds the people? When you read the Bible, step in and look around. Watch for these details. All the people sit down in groups. And in verse 41, "Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all." Hold there. Pause the tape. When did the food get multiplied? Did Jesus pray and suddenly there's a ginormous bread pile? I don't think so. Jesus handed each disciple part of a loaf and part of a fish. And each disciple walked towards a group of several hundred hungry people. Now step in their shoes. Look down. Small plate. Look up. Hundreds of people. But Jesus said, "You feed them, so you feed them." Verse 42. "They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. I have to say, I have heard many real-life loaves and fishes stories from friends in ministry. Hurricane relief work in the South, feeding the poor in Mexico, and countless more. Sometimes a truck shows up out of nowhere. Sometimes a small supply just keeps going out. Genuine miracles, but they're always in the midst of meeting a big need. They're always in ministry. Ministry is a call to do something that you cannot do. You don't have the money, you don't have the time, you don't have the skills. But Jesus said, go. I learned a long time ago, I am not enough. I will never be enough. About 6 years back, I was on the mission field. A young pastor, short on time, short on money, but long on ambition for Christ. I read this chapter, and I wrote down in my journal, "I do not have the time nor the resources that are necessary to be the pastor that I want to be, so I am determined to have the faith." So how about you? Do you have what it takes to help all these people? No? Good. Me neither. Let's get to it.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.